Hi, I'm Deborah Roberts. Welcome to 2020 In Touch. All right, here's something you can do with the entire family this holiday weekend. Watch our special hour Friday on people who go to extremes to be part of the Guinness World Records phenomenon.
What would possess someone to try this?
Anything you can do, I can do better.
Or even this? Around the world, people will do practically anything to lay claim to being the fastest.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
The highest.
No, you can.
The biggest. Or if you're Jackie Bibby, the most daring. 8 years ago, Bibby wriggled his way into the record book by, brace yourself, sharing a bathtub with the most number of rattlesnakes. Just this month, he broke a new record, now up to 87 snakes.
Now, why would you get in the bathtub with 87 snakes?
You know what? There's probably no other way that a country boy such as myself would be interviewed by a lady like you. And to get in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you ain't.
Oh, you're stuck, Dad.
No, you ain't.
A self-described adrenaline junkie for Bibby, who's been bitten 8 times, the more dangerous, the better. Only venomous Western Diamondbacks will do.
How poisonous is this guy?
Well, this snake does have a capacity to inflict a deadly bite. So if you're bitten in a certain place, in a certain way, then it could kill you.
May I touch him?
Sure.
Do I dare? Where should I touch him? Right here.
Now, these snakes are very muscular, very strong.
Wow.
The rattlers are similar to our fingernails. They're hardened skin, and they're segmented. So when the snake vibrates his tail, the segments bang together, and you hear the very distinctive sound.
After 39 years of snake wrangling, Bibby's always looking to outdo himself, including his most recent brainstorm. Get ready for the most rattlesnakes in his mouth.
11 snakes in your mouth at one time dangling about.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, I was faint watching it. What did that feel like for you?
Just exciting and fun. I'm a thrill seeker, and you know there are those of us that are adrenaline junkies.
You know, a lot of people think you are kooky.
That's okay, but they'll talk to me. They think I'm interesting, even if they think I'm crazy.
They like to be on the edge. They like the adrenaline rush.
Psychiatrist Gail Salt says most Guinness record holders hold certain common traits.
45 seconds.
They're addicted to showing themselves, to being exhibitionists. And that kind of person is going to do that kind of feat for Guinness.
And there are more Jack Beebe's out there than you'd ever imagine. Guinness officials say they're swamped every year with 50,000 worldwide requests from people hoping to set records.
It does go from the sublime to the ridiculous. But when I say ridiculous, I mean in the sense that people are having fun.
Stuart Claxton's an official judge for Guinness who verifies record-breaking attempts, like the monstrous effort just a few weeks ago to build the largest Caesar salad in Tijuana, Mexico. It weighed in at more than 7,000 pounds.
I'm guessing you get anything that you can possibly think of or not think of that people offer to do.
Yes, you are only limited by your imagination, and that's the ethos behind the book.
Some people even post their attempts on YouTube. Matt McAllister wore 155 t-shirts at the same time to set a Guinness record.
Often things will come at us that we haven't thought of, or that we don't have a category for already in our database.
With a database of more than 40,000 Guinness records, it's hard to believe that there's something no one has already thought of. But then again,
we're all about celebrating ordinary, everyday people doing extraordinary things.
Keep checking in online for our webcast and our plans for upcoming stories. I'm Deborah Roberts. For all of us at 2020, we're in touch, so you be in touch.